got you on telepress.
Hello?
George Meany on 9-1.
George?
Yes, Mr. President.
When are you coming back?
I'm coming back tomorrow afternoon.
I don't know why this is going to hold this long. We're really getting ourselves in a hell of a thing.
Well, everybody's
getting ready to break loose, and these boys that really want to chew up the guidelines, they're going to chew themselves up, and we just got to have some direction and leadership and responsibility, and I've made words go up again and take a pounding in the House this morning by telling them that there's no national emergency. That bill doesn't hurt anybody the way it is now, but if we could get this thing settled, we'd save a lot of bills, and that's the way it ought to. But they tried that fake bill, and that would have wrecked everything, and we've got it in pretty good shape if we could just get some action and some decision, and
well,
I think you're the only one can get it.
I understand Staggers is going to hold it. I've asked to appear there Monday afternoon and Tuesday morning. And he's going to hold it till then, and I'll go to work on...
What we've got to do, though, we've got to...
I know we got to settle the damn
thing. I can't... Steel's already broken loose, and your man is going to be paying twice what they are, and we're sitting here. I think that the young Bobby Kennedy, Walter Reuther type of people in this country are going to go to moving pretty damn fast if we don't take some leadership here. And what I think ought to be done, these people... we've got them up to 73 million. Now, I don't know how much they got to have for the damn blood, but they ought to have these 10 machinists in here that run these locals. If this guy can't run them,
yep,
we ought to find out what their price is.
Yep.
We ought to make some decision and collective bargaining and show that we can still talk so that we don't have it with Byrne, so we don't have it with the electrical workers, so we don't have it with everybody else. The steel men have used this to maul us.
Yep.
They stole it from Abel, then they're stealing it now, and they're saying that the machinists can't be regulated, and they'd ignore their president, and they tell him to go to hell, so they can tell him to go to hell. Now, that's going to keep mounting unless you and I stop it, and I told Wirtz to get hold of you day before yesterday and ask him to get these 10 leaders in here and just sit them in a room and say, now listen, I'm a statesman, and by God, what's the price, boys? We got to settle this damn thing, and I can make these other people behave and be decent, but I just can't just keep putting off. I stopped it in the Senate, and I stopped it against all of our friends, and I had to win an election in Tennessee while I was doing it, and a few other things, Michigan too, against this crowd. But I can't do it by myself, and you've got to help me.
I'll go to work on CMLL as soon as I get back there.
Well, but that's going to be Saturday, George.
Yeah, well,
can't we get C. Miller to get his 10 top men on the phone and see if they could put cost of living back in, or if they could adjust this, or they could move this fringe up to tell Jim Reynolds quietly what would get this thing done. Now, what they're doing, they're losing $8 million a day,
yeah,
and they're probably talking about less than one day. And it's been 28 days, and the people are just—it's hurting all of our movement, and it's hurting me as a leader, because the damn steel increase yesterday will do more for labor,
yeah,
to hurt them and cost them more in refrigerators and in pans and pots than all that this group's made in 28 days. So what we got to do is say to those boys, let's be reasonable here. You've got 4.3, and if you've got to have whatever it is, let us know.
Yeah.
And tell Jim Reynolds, and let me see if I can't find some way to answer it. Now, you brought it about the first time, but you assumed, I guess, C. Miller had charge of his union, and he didn't.
Yeah, well, all right, I'll see if I can get it.
You get on that phone, call me back this afternoon, because I'm worried about this thing, and I told Wirtz to hold off one more day, but if they don't, I'm going to have to do something here, and I have just waited and waited and waited, and he doesn't move an inch. He's gone to work on his teeth, they say. Well, I can't let the nation go to hell while he's working on his teeth.
Okay,
I'm ready to be...
I'll get right on the phone.
All right, and you call me back.
Yeah. All right.